What About Aphasia? By Caitlin Wood. Whether you've heard someone jokingly mock themselves about getting old after struggling to stand up, or if you've experienced that yourself, almost everyone thinks about aging. Due to its inevitability, a lot of research aims to understand how our brain and behavior change as we get older. Research on aging is important, and an area where more research is needed is on older adults that have also acquired a language disorder, on top of the difficulties that come with aging. This has forced me to pose the question, what about aphasia? While there are different kinds of aphasia, it is broadly defined as an acquired communication disorder that is usually a result of a stroke or traumatic brain injury. Nearly 85% of people have never heard of this disorder, yet there are over 2 million people with aphasia in the U.S. Aphasia will not affect everyone later in life, but for the approximately 2 million people whose communication has been affected, it is important that they are also represented in speech and language research. What is speech perception? Speech perception, or the ability to recognize and manipulate units of spoken language, such as words, is a critical aspect of life that can change over the lifespan. One method our lab uses is to measure phonetic sensitivity by using the visual analog scale pictured above. This task involves rating blended words or sounds along a 7-point scale. For example, along a 7-point scale between the words sign and shine, you might rate a good example of the word sign as a 1, or a good example of the word shine as a 7. But maybe a weird blend between the two words is more like a 4. Measuring this in typically aging adults matters because everyone ages, and the results can also serve as a baseline for comparison among other populations, such as people with aphasia. The organization of language looks different for everyone, and people vary in how they respond to these sounds, which may give insight into how language lives in the brain. The science of speech sound sensitivity. In a study conducted by Emily Myers, Matt Phillips, and Erica Skoy in 2024 at the University of Connecticut, they focused on finding a correlation between the sound rating task described above and how well someone could understand sentences and background noise. They were looking to see how this relationship may change over the lifespan, so they tested people between 18 and 67 years old. The results show that the speech sound sensitivity task reveals differences between healthy adults. This is interesting because even though everyone in their sample could hear the speech sounds based on the hearing tests, some people almost never use the middle of the scale. In contrast, other people could hear the tiny differences and repeatedly labeled the weird blended sounds as 4. People with this gradient perception were better at hearing sentences and background noise than other people in the study. Some older adults were able to perceive the sounds gradiently, just like the younger adults. The current study. People with aphasia were not included in that study, but currently, the Language and Brain Lab is conducting a follow-up study that mirrors their 2024 work. Only now, people with aphasia are the focus. Dr. Myers explained that the end goal is to understand how it all works to help people with aphasia. Dr. Myers also noted that this ongoing study is relevant because it helps researchers understand what kind of capacities someone with a damaged particular part of their brain have remaining to help them with language recovery. The expansion of this research is critical in obtaining new answers for people with aphasia. Everyone deserves to have the ability to communicate, and Dr. Myers' research is one step in the right direction. Next time you think about aging, try going beyond the getting old tropes and think about it on a deeper level. Aging is full of uncertainty, and understanding the effects are a public health effort. Any one of us could be impacted by aphasia, and it's important to educate ourselves on the types of difficulties people with aphasia face. Something as simple as being able to tell the differences between speech sounds may be taken for granted now, but that same ability may be a small win towards someone else's speech processing goals. Caitlin watched a stroke impact her grandmother's life, so she's very passionate about becoming a speech-language pathologist and raising awareness on aphasia. The fact that Dr. Myers' 2024 study is being expanded to focus on people with aphasia gives her hope that research is taking a step in the right direction. People with aphasia matter. They deserve to be heard and understood the same way healthy adults do.